خمینی امام، خمینی امام.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على قري قلقيه وقتيم ونبي المرسلين. صلوا excuse me, I'm faster than my throat is very dry. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خيري خلقه وخاتم النبيين والمرسلين، سيدنا أولين وآخرين، شفيع المسلمين، رحمة العالمين، محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء إن الله عزيز غفور إن الذين آمنوا قالوا ربنا ثم فقاموا تتنزل عليهم ملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم تعدون. صدق الله العظيم. أما بعد، Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Let me just say that it is indeed an honor to have been asked to come before you today on this most auspicious occasion. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving all of you, as well as myself, the tawfiq to be here today and to honor such an extraordinary personality as Imam Khomeini, rahimullah. It is truly a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent such a personality into the world and that have allowed him to share his life and to have so much meaning to other people's life throughout the world. When I think of Imam Khomeini, rahimullah, it touches my heart because I remember as a youth coming up and experiencing the revolution and knowing how that felt. And when I was trying to put my thoughts together to come here today to share a little with you, I was trying to figure out how can I encapsulate those moments or that time. And it's very hard if you haven't lived through it to really get the gist of it. But I will try to do my best here today. It is like when the Imam Rahimullah, when he came, it was like he gave life or breathed life into the body of Islam. When I think of Imam Khomeini Rahimullah, what comes to my mind is the ayat in Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you seek izzah, the izzah is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet, and the believers. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Dear brothers and sisters, when the Imam came, he came at a very special and crucial time. And I remember the feeling in the world, how he electrified the world. And it was like he resuscitated the body of Islam once again. And he gave the honor back to the Muslim. Because at that time, we were feeling very oppressed and downtrodden upon and not really proud to be who we were. But when the Imam Rahimullah, when he came, it is like he gave a new life to the religion of Islam. And not only did he do that, but he made Islam recognized as a power in the world once again. Because many times when we look at Islam today, unfortunately, people have an understanding or a vision of Islam like it is just confined within the four walls of the masjid. But dear brothers and sisters, the Imam understood and he conveyed this to the world that Islam is a power to be reckoned with. Islam in the Quran is so powerful that it can give life back to the dead again. And if you don't believe me, all you have to do is read the hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu salam. When you listen to this hadith, the Imam alayhi salatu salam says that if a believer, a real mu'min, recites Surah Al-Fatiha 70 times, you can give life back to the dead body again. Bi-ithnallah, a real mu'min. And we see, dear brothers and sisters, that he gave the life back to the body of Islam once again. Ya Allah. And we know he was a real mu'min. But you know, unfortunately, when we speak about extraordinary personalities, be they good or bad, sometimes we often, if they're good, we move them out of the scope or the range of the people. And we put them so high up, like, you know, no one can be like this person here. But dear brothers and sisters, I say to you today, what we need to do is analyze the life of Imam Khomeini, Rahimullah, and study and examine and see what made him the person that he became. And when we look at his life, we see that at the age of 7, Imam Khomeini was already Hafiz of Quran. Did you hear me? He was already a Hafiz of Quran. And when we hear the detractors speak about him today, they don't mention these aspects. And that he had people around him that loved him dearly and sincerely. He had parents that loved him and nurtured him. He had brothers and aunts. And dear brothers and sisters, I say to you today, can you imagine having two people in the world at the same time like Imam Khomeini? Ya Allah. If they couldn't take or stand him as one individual, and we see that the power, the grace of the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to this extraordinary personality, and we see what he was able to do. Could you imagine it was 4 or 5 of them? Dear brothers and sisters, when we look at our children, we have to look at our children in the same way. Please, listen to me closely. Do not kill the ideals or the hope in your child. You know, when you're a child and you're a youth, you feel as though you can actually change the world. Do not kill or deaden that in the children. Even if it has went past us and we feel as though there's nothing else left for us to do, don't stop or cut our children off. Let them have the vision and let them believe that they can change the world. And by the help and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will. And we see that there was a personality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent into this world, that he did in fact change the world. And that was Imam Khomeini, Rahimullah, Salawat. Dear brothers and sisters, it is very important, it is absolutely essential that we, in this time that we are living in, that we must create and develop our personalities from our children the same way as we can, as we strive to make sure that they try to live their life like Imam Khomeini lived his life. And all you have to do is just look at what did he use, what did he do. We have the access to the same Quran that he had. We have access to the same hadith that he had. The difference with these people, these special ones, is that they don't just merely read these things, but they live them. They embody them. For example, if you read an ayat in Quran, and that ayat is beautiful to you, it touches you, it moves you, and you express your love for this particular ayat in surah. But dear brothers and sisters, I tell you today, if you embody that ayah and you live that ayah, you take on that beauty. You take on that beauty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to look to him. And when we look at the life of the Imam, Rahimullah, we see that this is a personality that did not fear no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we look at ourselves, we should treat our children and develop them in the same way. We should not allow them to be scared or have fear placed in them or projected in them. Okay? Nor should we try to get them to succumb to humiliation. And when we see when the Imam alayhi rahimullah, when he came, many people had become accepting of humiliation. But we see that the Imam, through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was able to restore that izzah. And it is very important. We need that today. And the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to take back all of the gains that was made during that period. And they're trying to take it back. But it is important for us and the future generations to make sure, to the best of our ability, that we hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in your heart and your soul, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil ladhim. Because this man, he embodied that. And he shook the very foundations of imperialism throughout the world. Here was a man that showed them that he was not afraid of them. One of the ayahs that I recited when I opened up, before I conclude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, from amongst the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only the ulama truly fear Allah. Subhanallah. That's one of the signs of a real ulama. That's one of the signs of a real scholar, a real believer, having no fear of nothing or no one except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Salawat. The next ayat I recited, I'll give you a rough translation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is some of his servants that when they say that my Rab, that Allah is my sustainer. And then after they say this, they remain firm on that thing. Now, the word in the Arabic is Rab, but we know that Rab means cherisher, sustainer, foster, nourisher. Okay, the Tagut wants you to believe that he is the sustainer, that he has and holds power over everybody. But a true believer, what does he do? He possesses what the Imam possessed, and that is what is mentioned in the ayah, it is the istiqamah. He stands firm on that thing. We find that the Imam never missed salah. He did not delay the salah. These were things that is in our grasp. But when we look at them, a lot of times, we try to look at just only the esoteric aspect of the Imam was Arif. But before he was Arif, he was a faqih of the first rank. Many of you are beginning to have interest in studying Islam, but they want to go into mysticism. They're attracted to this line of studying. And if they look at the life of the Imam, Rahimullah, and they see that this aspect, but they miss the point that he was a first-rate top scholar and he was a bona fide mustahideen. So it is very important that you have a good understanding of Islamic law. But if you want to go into spirituality, so be it. But have a good understanding of Islamic law first so you will not deviate. Because it is very crucial that we maintain and have this understanding. The Imam was an Arif, but he was an Arif that went into Kawwa, went into his privacy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and got power from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he brought it back to free and liberate the people. Now, if you're talking about that kind of spirituality, I'm with you. Because that is, in fact, what we need. So, dear brothers and sisters, I thank you once again. As it was said before I end, that The Imam presence and the revolution had a tremendous effect upon African American. This is in fact a reality. Because particularly in this part of the world, dear brothers and sisters, whether you know it or not, and I go back a long way, we had all type of forms of so-called Islam here in this part of the country, in this part of the world. All types of Islam. But when the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam came and he rose, ya Allah, it clarified all of that and showed us straight the way. And alhamdulillah, many of us and have came and are still coming to Ahlul Bayt because of this man. And I thank Allah for him, and I miss him very much. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless you. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep you. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep us on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. May we live and die save as Muslimin. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.